Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As a whole for the team and for you individually, how long did it take you to maybe over the summer take a deep breath and say, okay, now is when I can kind of start fresh, put last year behind me, and really kind of look forward to a new year?
Yeah, I think it definitely took some time. It was tough to watch the playoffs and not be a part of it. But at the same time, I think once the year is over, there's nothing you can change, and you kind of got to control what you can control and make sure you start getting better and getting ready for next year. And I think that's kind of what it came down to for me. It was obviously hard, like I said, to watch and not be a part of it. But at the same time, it's out of your control at that point, and you got to just go and work towards getting there next year.
I just asked Sam. I know it's only one day. Being able to skate alongside you, said he's already been impressed.
Yeah. With
what you brought day one, what's maybe one thing that you worked to change or wanted to improve upon over the summer that on day one that you brought that was able to stand out, you think?
I think just coming in here with a fresh mindset. Obviously last year I think was different for me because I got to play those 5-6 games, but I still didn't know everyone that well, and getting a full year coming in here, being a bit more comfortable with the guys. And obviously, over the summer for me, it was a big summer for me after last year. I think focused on some conditioning stuff and getting stronger, leaning out a little bit. So I think try to do that stuff, come in here in shape, and then show that I'm ready to go.
To do that, what you've done, did that include nutrition too? Did you have to change some things there, or have you always ate pretty well?
Yeah, I think it comes down to a little bit of nutrition. I think for me it wasn't so much like eating poorly. I think I would just like eat too much. Like I think like have instead of having two plates, have one, I guess, of whatever my mom made for dinner. So it sounds kind of dumb, but I think that's almost what it came down to. And then getting used to it, and you start to feel better, you have a little bit more energy, and all of a sudden it almost comes enjoyable. It might take a week or two, but after that you feel pretty good. And for me it was pretty easy.
Casey, just one practice with Ralph. What stands out to you with the way he conducts things on the ice?
Yeah, I think it's just his voice. Like he comes off so intelligent, so smart. And we were talking about yesterday at our opening meeting. He's talking, and once he was done, it was like he wanted to go get on the ice right away. So I think it's more than anything just his voice, his intelligence that stands out to me. And obviously, he's been a good guy with the players so far, and it's all been really good. I thought it was a great day one.
What was the gist of his message yesterday to you guys? If you can give us any insight into what it was.
I think it's pretty normal, I guess, for an opening meeting, but made some good points just about being a team and things like that. And obviously it all starts now, and it's a clean slate. So I think that was probably the gist of it. It was pretty normal, but I thought it was really, really good.
You know what you're capable of, but did you lose any confidence last year?
I mean, I'd probably be lying if I said I didn't, but at the same time, I think I'm pretty confident, and I always have been. Like I said, I'd probably be lying if there was times that I didn't lose confidence, but pretty confident guy, and it doesn't take me long to get it back, I think. And for the most part, looking at myself in the mirror, I always feel like I can make plays and do things, and try to keep it that way.
What was the toughest lesson you learned from your rookie year about this league and playing in it?
I think the toughest lesson is how much, like, what you do early in a week and on your days off comes back when you have like a 3-4 or back to backs, things like that. So I think that was probably the biggest thing for me, and I started figuring out more towards the end of the year, and whether it's taking a nap or getting to bed earlier or eating the right meals. I think once you kind of figure that out and you realize that it affects you later and a week later and things like that. So for me that was probably the biggest thing. And obviously I've never played that many games. It feels like sometimes when I'm in college, I got a back-to-back, and then I got 5 days to get back and be ready. And last year, you got a day to get ready. So it's a bit different, and I think you learn things throughout the year.
We talk a lot about Johansson and Miller and the new guys. But how much does the success here depend on the younger guys getting better, you getting better, Darlene improving, Thompson improving? How much does the season depend on a lot of the young guys just being better?
Yeah, I think quite a bit. I think obviously there's a lot on our shoulders, and the new guys are also going to have some pressure and to step up. And I think it's a good mix of both. Obviously, we've made some really good additions, and they're going to help the team a lot. And but at the same time, we got to step up from within too, and try to help the guys get some wins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.